Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM. 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, like the dude just said. So I just spent some time there talking about the fact that clickbait headlines and fake news are an issue. And the clickbait headlines were what really got me going on this segment today. And so early this morning, right after I'd seen that story on AL.com, I thought, I'm seeing what Ray's doing today. So I got in touch with my friend Ray Melick, and Ray is on the phone right now. Ray Melick is the editor-in-chief of 1819 News. He's got over 30 years of experience as a journalist, a reporter, a columnist, working with different media here in the state of Alabama and around the region, and also worked for U.S. Congressman Gary Palmer. And Ray's on the phone. Ray, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Hey, Ray, so let me just tell you, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but the thing that got me this morning was there's a story on AL.com. It's still up right now. It says, Alabama, this is the title of it, the headline, Alabama school COVID cases up as hospitalizations climb 50%, state death rate second highest in the U.S. That's the headline. When you read it, you find out that in a population of 5.1 million people, we only have 400 in the hospital right now with COVID, and it just ticked me off. So I've been talking about clickbait for a while, but tell me your thoughts, man. Headlining, how do you guys choose headlines, and when does it go over the line in your opinion?
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the key to the headline is just like the title of a book or an album or CD cover for us old people, album covers. You know, it's something that catches your attention and makes you stop and want to read it. So it needs to be catchy. But at the same time, what you said is exactly right. It gets to be where it's inflammatory, where it's something that leads you to believe that something horrible is out there. Well, then you read the story and it's really not. And that goes back to something I, you know, kind of harped on when we first started this project here with 1819 News. And I was in the newsroom when the internet started, and we were all trying to figure out how to use it and adapt to it. And quite frankly, as we saw more and more people going to the internet, then they started doing counts on reporters, on clicks. And that's where the phrase clickbait came from, because if your stories got clicked and then they had a chance to, you know, become likes, and then they become viral, and then, you know, that's what you want. And so it leads you to more and more try to actually trick people into simply clicking on that story so you get credit for it, and your advertising rates are better, determined by how many clicks you get.
That's just it. I get it. I mean, the bottom line is the dollar. You gotta have the resources to run the site or to run the paper or whatever source of medium you're using. But isn't there some kind of like canon of journalistic ethics or something that they're supposed to go by? I mean, when is it like how do we hold this accountable, in your opinion?
Well, you know, there ought to be, and there are. Most of us are aware of journalistic ethics, but I don't know, you know, most of it was just common professionalism that kept you from saying stuff that wasn't out there, that wasn't true. You know, we had an old phrase that we were called gatekeepers. The editors were gatekeepers. And by that, you could try to keep out stuff that was frivolous or inflammatory, necessarily true. Quite frankly, there are not many editors left, particularly at a site like AL.com, where things go through the filters. A lot of times the reporters are writing their stories and then posting them themselves, and they're not really going through copy editing, which drives me crazy, and I'm sure it does you as well, much less just an editorial process. One thing that, just to say what we're trying to do at 1819 News, is I tell our guys all the time, every story we're going to have a discussion over, it goes through both the managing editor and then usually myself, depending on what the story is. And sometimes we've talked about, you know, this story really isn't a story. We need to be honest about what we're doing and just not report it, rather than create something that may give a false impression about what we're talking about. And I know that's sort of vague language, but I think that's what professionalism really is in media. And yeah, in trying to compete with so many other options out there on the internet, it's just like used car lots. You know, no money down, we'll tote the note, you can finance here, whatever it is to get you on the car lot is now sort of become that way with me. Whatever gets you to click on my link and look at my story, and even if you go, oh my gosh, this story isn't real, you're going to go to the next one. And that's, you know, ultimately it comes down to readership. And if people just decide they can no longer trust that site, they'll quit reading it. And sooner or later, yeah, that site will figure out something's wrong.
And I agree. I mean, I think, you know, we call that walking with your feet, you know, or voting with your wallet or something. I don't know, but you're right.
In this case, it's your mouse.
Yeah, that's true. You're voting with your mouse. Okay. I hear you say that. I know for a fact that in my profession as an attorney, that if I would be considered this, what I just saw in this headline today would be considered trying to alter the evidence or misrepresent the evidence to the jury. And that's exactly what's happening here. I gave a story earlier. I had an experience when I was still in the state Senate where I did a half hour interview with a local reporter for a paper. I won't name the paper because it's not worth it, but the local reporter spent a half hour with me on a substantive piece of legislation. Then he went to the Democrat who couldn't stand anything that I did an interview with him in which the Democrat said something like, Williams is out of his mind or something like that. I've forgotten what he said, but the headline of the story the next day was, so-and-so says Williams is out of his mind. That was the headline of the story. It had nothing to do with the legislation. And to me, it was, I had words with the, and the first thing the reporter said was, I don't set the headlines, man. I'm sorry. Well, I told him, I said, you own the article.
And that's true. But, you know, and again, I say it's true in that he doesn't write, in the old days, we didn't write our own headlines. There were often headlines on stories I would not see till the next day when the paper came out. I would call an editor and go, hey, what's the deal with the headline? This doesn't, you know, reflect the story at all. So that's, I get that, and somebody is responsible, but you know, it's kind of like if you go to a school board meeting and 30 people talk, but one guy gets up there and says aliens are landing and taking over, you know, or the school. Well, then the headlines the next day are going to be local school board discusses aliens landing. Well, because everybody will go, what the heck? But that's not really what the tone of the school board meeting was really about, and it needs to be an honest presentation. I'll tell you, it's sort of an interesting take on what you're saying, and it's advertising, and we all sort of forgive advertising, but I read years ago, if you remember when Pepsi and Coke were in the Coke wars, and Pepsi came out and said they were preferred over Coca-Cola. Well, the inside story was they did a taste test, and they were only preferred by like 50.5%, and their actual guys went back to the CEO of Pepsi and said, hey, we really didn't win. You know, it was only 50.5%. The CEO said, I don't care. We won the taste test. So all of a sudden their whole marketing campaign was Pepsi beats Coke in a head-to-head taste test. And, you know, but again, advertising, you sort of understand those guys are a little sleazy. You don't really expect that out of what's supposed to be a reputable news source or a place that you get news that really affects your life on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen it from a variety of standpoints, Ray. You've been in the industry. You've also, you know, worked for Congressman Palmer, so you probably saw there were times, I'm sure, when Congressman Palmer would give a speech, and the next day the reporting did not even sound like the speech anymore.
You'd vote on a bill, and then the story would come out the next day, and you'd go, that's not even what the, you know, you didn't talk to me. Why didn't you just call and say, hey, why did you vote this way? Or what does this bill really say? And that's the frustration, is just not to call somebody and say, look, hey, is this what you meant? Or can you explain this to me? And instead just, you know, going off on the wild story. And, you know, technically the story that you quoted today was right. But, you know, practically speaking, those numbers are so low. Was it even worth reporting? Well, it really wasn't. But, you know, if somebody found a way to make a big, oh my gosh, the sky's falling and the earth's going to end and we're all going to spend winter in COVID hell. So, and we, you know, we all read it thinking, oh my gosh.
Well, so let me ask you this before we close out this segment, Ray, just, as an editor in chief, as someone who's been in the industry for going on three decades, does it ever benefit anything for someone to call the news source and say, hey, I disagree with the way you headlined that story? Does that ever happen? Does it make any difference at all, in your opinion?
The better choice is to call the editor or the publisher and complain to them, because pressure from the top down is going to be greater. If you just called me and I wrote the story and you told me you weren't happy with it, hey, I can, even if I think you're right, I can ignore it and go on and just try to do better. The way to do it is really call the publication or the editor at the top and say, hey, this is what happened. This isn't right. You guys are better than this. And let's see if they can create change from the top down.
All right. Well, fair enough.
That's what I'd want, just real quick, that's what I want people to do with us. You know, you can reach me at news@1819news.com. We've got several email addresses, and I get emails from people saying, hey, you know, this story wasn't right, or this story was great, or why don't you do more on this story? And I try to respond to all those. I think that's only fair to the readers.
Well, I by the way, I love the fact that you do get that input and that you do receive that input. And it's probably not all warranted, but at the same time, some of it is. And the fact that you're there serving as a true gatekeeper is what is supposed to be happening. Ray Melick, 30 years in the industry, brother. We appreciate your time, and thank you for calling in from 1819 News today.
Always, Phil. Good to talk with you.
All right. You have a great day. All right, folks. That was our friend Ray Melick, the editor-in-chief for 1819news.com. He has got a ton of experience in what he does. By the way, Copper and I both write for 1819, full disclosure on that. But nonetheless, I knew his perspective would be what it just was, that headlines need to match stories. Stories need to be vetted. Stories need to be reported or opinioned, but they can't be both. And that's missing so much from today. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us towards the break. We'll come back, folks, and wrap up that segment. Coming up here in just a little bit, though, Copper's Corner's coming. You're going to want to hear it. I think it's going to be a good one. From what she told me, it's straight out of the headlines. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.